On this week's episode of the Ritual Misery Podcast, we're going to talk about bumblebee.
Bumblebees? What about giants?
What about garages?
Garages are cool, but only if you can see them in the camera.
But more importantly, we've got Jackie Hearn and Curtis LaRock this week.
And I can see them in the camera.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 188 for Thursday, the 27th of September, 2018. This is a show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos. Kent, if you're watching video, he's way over there. And if you, nobody cares. So, Kent, don't bother waving. Most importantly, we have Jackie and Curtis together in studio in New York. Oh, wow. Got the new digs and the old digs. And by all means, how are you guys doing tonight?
Not bad.
Hey. Look at that little diamond love, diamond club love.
I'm so jealous.
No. Yeah. No. Who, Kent, who are you more jealous of?
New York. I don't want to be here.
Kent,
I think New York is fine.
It stinks this summer.
Oh, you mean like literally? Yes. No, that's, yeah, but.
Who are you more jealous of, Kent? Are you more jealous of Jackie or Curtis?
I kind of want to be the filling in the sandwich.
Oh,
I want to throw like cross diamonds.
Yeah.
So I'd be like right in the middle between them.
That's and, you know, that's the not how any collection. That's not how any of us took it.
Of course not. Excited to see how far that.
Yes, welcome to the show, Jackie and Curtis. It's so wonderful to have you guys back, and especially at the same time. This is super cool. This is like a Diamond Club dream come true.
This is like South By, except with Jackie.
Oh man, I love it. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
She's Jackie. Always the ingredient missing from South By. Is
I know. How do we change this? How do we get you to South By?
Yeah.
Oh no. Fucking make a solar eclipse happen.
Check. Got it. That'll be a couple years, but I'll go ahead and make that. I'll put that in the calendar now for around April 9th.
It's in April 2019, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know South By. Yeah, no, Brian is planning a big old thing.
I thought it was like 10 years from now.
It's this April. I don't understand.
I don't think South it's this
By
April.
Is a month before.
I don't think it's this April.
We'll
I think it's
check, we'll have to check the astronomical calendar. We'll get back to everyone on the exact date.
No, I thought it was this of fucking
the event in Austin.
Jackie, recently
Amos, who gives a shit anyways?
You recently moved to New York. I'm sure that's been a lot of fun. What presented the move? Were you just chasing the dream of doing puppeteering on Broadway?
Yes. Well, no, I mean, I can't talk about my vacation.
Vacation. Is it like a Brian style vacation?
No, but I have a possibility to do some like miniature development for a thing. But there's no way in fucking hell I could afford to move to New York if I didn't have relatives that just moved here. Hmm. So, I mean, what you're looking at is not my place, and don't tell them.
Jackie is squatting.
He's like, I found a place with electricity and air conditioning.
Do a podcast. right. But I'm here for that. And then, I hope to find some in real life work, no matter how big or small, to help that transition into possibly doing some miniature animation stuff for somebody who's going to take all of my creativity and I shouldn't say that.
She's
give your money for it. That's it. Let's say that.
So she's going to be doing stop motion on Broadway. It's going to be like a 9-hour play, but it's going to be amazing.
I already did some in South Park, but not South Park, Central Park.
Yeah, oh South man.
Park.
Curtis, you're like the typical New York representation in Diamond Club.
I guess.
I was all like, dude, you have
to. I guess.
Yeah. I've been fucking nagging him to hang out with me this entire time.
Yeah. There are a few of us, but yeah, I'm probably the most vocal about being a New Yorker. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think you're a very good representative of the city, Curtis.
I don't know.
He told me
I literally don't know anybody else from New York, so it could be he could be a disastrous representation of New York. I wouldn't know. I just know that I love Curtis, so it doesn't matter because if he's not like the other New Yorkers, then fuck them. That's where I'm at with it.
Right.
I'll take that.
New Yorkers are assholes.
Kent, you recently emptied your garage, and now apparently you can fit two cars in a two-car garage. What's going on with that?
Did you guys know this? Like a two-car garage actually means that you're supposed to park two cars in your garage, and you actually
does
can.
It really
well, I found out for sure this weekend. I finished my cleaning project, my purge project. My garage is clean now, and ta-da! Two cars can fit in the garage. It's the most amazing thing ever.
You can't fit two cars in my garage. You can barely fit one and a few toys. By toys, I mean Alaskan toys, like snow blowers and snow machines is what they call them up here.
Right. Yeah, and that's pretty much what my garage has been over the last couple of years. It's just like a storage place that sometimes I can get a car in there and sometimes not. But now, it's awesome. It's the culmination of a great purge project, getting rid of just a bunch of crap that has been gathering over like 8 moves, I think. So it's great. It's wonderful. It's awesome. Amos, what you got going on with security cameras?
So I'm installing some security cameras. I'm actually having to like drill through walls and shit and put all these VNC cables all over the house. It's pretty cool. It's a project that I've been wanting to do all summer for the last 2 years. So finally knocking that off my list. It's pretty exciting that the stuff still works after sat in a box for 2 weeks or 2 years.
Is this for prowlers and burglars or
it's
wildlife?
Both. Well, for me, it's kind of both because we've had a lot of wildlife go through the yard that I've missed getting pictures or video of because either wasn't here or whatever. And then for my wife, it's more because we live in a nicer area of Wasilla. And so it's kind of a prime target for people to go around and just try random car doors and shit like that. And sometimes they try a car door and it doesn't open. But they see something that they want, so they open the door anyway. That's becoming more of an issue around here lately. So the security cameras there just for not only insurance purposes to prove that someone broke into our stuff, but also as a deterrent because I got the ones with the infrared lights. So like you look in my house and you can see where all the cameras are at night. Like there's they're not hiding. They're not secretive. They're pretty obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's actually one of the reasons that it was such a priority for me to get the garage cleaned out so that we can get two vehicles in the garage so we don't have to worry about that. Because that's kind of a problem in my town, too, and it's becoming more of a thing in my neighborhood, people breaking into cars.
We have a two-car garage. It's actually a one-and-a-half-car garage. Too much stuff in there to park any of the cars, and we have 3 cars. So there's all the cleaning in the world isn't going to stuff a Ram 2500, a Toyota Sienna, and a Jeep Grand Cherokee in the same 1.5 car garage. No matter how you park them, they're not fitting. So yeah, especially with the stairs that go from the back door down to the garage floor, there's no way. Those are up there. I got the ones in the front of the house done. I got to do the ones in the back. What was that, Jackie?
No, I was going to say, can I interject and ask Curtis, who has lived most of his life here, or if not all, I don't know. What is it like for you to hear people talking about two-car garages?
I mean, I've experienced cars in my life before. I have cousins that live in the suburbs
and you're familiar with Seinfeld, who apparently has
I don't really care about
Seinfeld. But he has a garage somewhere on like upper middle
like,
west.
Oh, like near actually, the, not the character Seinfeld, actually.
Yeah, Jerry
actually
Seinfeld.
Jerry
yeah,
Seinfeld.
Where cars are delivered. Yes.
Oh, yeah, those are horrible. They take forever.
He doesn't mind somebody having so many cars, they got to stack them up on a rotating platform. But the fact that it takes forever to get it, it's like an 8-track and you only want to hear one song, you know? You're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, where's the Jag right now? Well, it's behind the Porsche. I drove the Porsche yesterday. He's like, yeah, so you got to push it all the way around. Like, I'm going to have to wait 15 minutes for my Jag to show up.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have 8 cars to be practical about it.
This is why everybody in New York just walks or has a Mini Cooper, right? So you can just put it in your pocket and walk away?
A smart car.
I run when it gets dark.
No.
And then the rest of the time I kind of wobble and then try to figure out if I got the right train station or not. Or subway, is it? Because everybody calls it the train, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're learning so much about New York right now.
I know. This is quite informative. I'm enjoying this.
And Jackie, you've done some tourism since you've been there, like some illusion stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, that was my geek thing for the week. It wasn't the big thing I wanted to talk about, but I saw a news story that the Museum of Illusions opened in New York, and I guess they had some in Europe or something. Anyway, so I went to this fucking thing.
Okay.
And here's my little...
I'm very curious about this story because I just found out today while I was on lunch walking to work from work to get some pizza that this Museum of Illusions was a thing that exists.
Because
it's literally right next to the pizza shop that I went to.
Oh,
and I was
jealous?
Like, that used to just be a village pizza.
Oh.
It used to just be a building that homeless people chilled on the steps of. And now it's the Museum of Illusions. Oh, okay, I guess this is a thing. So I'm very curious to hear what's going on inside.
It fucking sucks. Save your money. It fucking sucks. It's like, you know, when you go online, you see a spinning thing that makes your eyes play tricks on you.
Mm.
That's basically fucking it.
Yep.
Oh, it's just like a gallery of optical illusions?
Yeah. I mean, they have one room you can walk in that's called the Mirror of Illusions or the Room of Illusion or something. But, well, it's basically like... where you see yourself like in a Justin Timberlake video forever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to fucking see myself.
I feel that.
I tell you what, my favorite optical illusion.
And then one of those rooms where you, like a split ends video where you can walk up and down and you're smaller.
Yes, yeah.
And then who cares because I was alone. Like everything else I do in my life.
Yeah.
And then like there was no one to see it. So,
what was the point?
my favorite optical illusion is still the faces in the Haunted Mansion in Disney. Because it's got the recessed faces, so as you're looking at them, they look like they're following you as you go through.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a gallery of like 8 or 10 of them in a row. And of course they're all backlit with actual, you know, like not holographic, it's like projected faces on it. So they're talking to you and there's just enough detail for you to look, it looks like they're actually talking. That's still my favorite one. That's like half the reason I go to that ride.
Oh no, the Disney is so much better than the shit crap they have. but not only that, since I went on opening day, and within a couple hours after they opened, Reuters was there and ABC News. And like obviously they did not report on it later. They sent some poor shit fucking correspondent out there, and they tried to interview me. And I was like, no, please, no.
Please don't.
And also, like, in my real life, I work with museums and stuff. So, like, I didn't want to shit on them. And so when I talked to Reuters, you know, they said, yeah, what did you like best about it? And I was like, what did I like best? Is that I'm about to leave and go get some pizza and juice. You know? But I was like, please don't include me. And they're like, okay, you know. And they were having a real hard time getting anyone to say anything because it was complete shit.
But good to know.
You should have just pulled a Bonnie and been like, well, you're looking at the illusions, right? And then they're like looking at you. So like, it's really kind of cool how you're just you're seeing things looking back at you. It's really cool. Yeah. This is why I don't get invited to the good parties.
Way to get the Diamond Club symbol on television. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was actually Reuters, like, television news. And I don't think this was ABC actual news. I think it was, like, just...
A weird affiliate.
I think it was just a fucking weirdo.
with the ABC flag on an old microphone.
A little cardboard mic.
right.
Oh my god, holy shit. I've got a movie that you guys need to watch, and my wife and I rented it because we thought it was going to be a good kids movie. It's a movie called I Kill Giants, and the tagline on it is that so and so little girl takes a version of Thor's hammer with her to school every day to make sure that she can kill any giants that attack. And I was like, okay. You got me. Like, that's, I'm down. Okay. Little girl's going to start taking Thor's hammers and shit to, like, okay, let's make that happen. I was the only one in the family that liked it. It was not the movie I expected. It's a movie that has a twist at the end that you should be able to see coming very, very early. But once in a while, I get in the mood for one of these artsy movies, and this wasn't an artsy movie, but I kind of took it that way, and it was amazing. I really, really enjoyed it, and it's in.
Was it like a dark twist?
It deals with kids, and there's nothing ultra violent, because otherwise, that's a turnoff to me because I have kids. But it's definitely one of those movies that makes you think and kind of puts you into someone else's shoes and lets you kind of see through their perspective a little bit. And it's really, I thought it was a really good movie. I thought it was, all the acting in it was excellent. It's a bunch of no names. It's a B movie. But holy crap, I thought it was great. So I'm gonna give a 2 thumbs up recommendation for I Kill Giants.
Oh, right on.
It's definitely worth the $1.50 rental or $1.95 or whatever it is at Redbox now, wherever you are. Definitely worth that. Probably not much more than that, but I thought it was pretty good.
So, speaking of movies, so we've had, like, I don't know, 86 Transformers movies, I think, come out over the last, I don't know,
decade. Yeah.
You know, like, I really liked the first one, but then they just kind of drop off from there, and I haven't been interested in a Transformers movie in quite some time.
Okay.
But they're making a spinoff called Bumblebee, which kind of takes us back in time to like the 80s.
Mm.
And the new trailer dropped for it the other night. And I was just expecting to be like, oh, just another trailer. Let me see what this is about. Okay, whatever. Dude, I got super duper excited about this Bumblebee movie because it is straight up G1 Transformers from the 1980s. Bumblebee is a VW bug like he's supposed to be. There's Soundwave as a fucking tape player, and Ravage jumps out of his chest, and there's old school Shockwave, and it's just mind fucking blown. If you haven't seen this trailer, check it out. It just came out a couple days ago. Bumblebee. I am hype for Transformers movies again. Like, so down. I'm so ready to see them. Anybody else?
Does that have anything to do with like some like children's song about a bumblebee? Because I've been hanging out with a 2-year-old a lot lately, and she keeps saying bumblebee, 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 and I can't fucking.
Jackie's currently experiencing PTSD, post-kid traumatic stress disorder. This looks good. Oh, there it is. I just saw a lens flare. I was hoping there weren't going to be a lens flare.
Only person you can throw yourself around is me.
I don't know. I'd have to listen to the audio on this, because the one thing that really took me out of the first one and all subsequent ones was the sound of the transformer not being a
this criminal was like isn't found. That war may find its way.
No, like,
Yeah, the original 1980s transforming sound is distinctively in this trailer.
Oh, oh me. I'm down then. So, I'm in.
Also, the next movie
they're calling an army.
I mean, I've seen firsthand these things really are.
There is only one way to end this war.
I don't know. You had me at original sound, dude. I'm done. I'm in.
Take it down.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Hell yeah.
So
much hype.
This I feel like it's.
This is a 2.5 minute trailer, and I've only seen one lens flare. Like, this is all bonus.
This is how we
right
stop
here.
Them.
This is just good stuff. I'm liking
that. I feel like it's more focusing on the Transformers than it is on
Oh, you mean the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, exactly. I felt like that was
the No, I'm with you, Chris. That's one of the things that turned me off from these from the current crop of movies is that they focus so much on the humans and not the Transformers. And then when we do see the Transformers, it's hard as hell to tell who's who. And then it's just, I don't know.
I've always thought that if you're going to have a movie about humans called Transformers, it should be set in San Francisco. Okay. I'll admit I'm the only one that thought that was funny. Fuck y'all.
No, it's fine. I just haven't spent a lot of time in San Francisco. I've been there 5 or 6 times, but that was when I lived in Sacramento.
5 or 6 times more than I've been there, actually. Yeah. I've spent very little time.
That's like 3 times more than Kent's been to California, let alone San Fran.
Right.
So
correct.
Jackie, what is this Gulliver's Gate? I like the alliteration, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Gulliver's Gate, well, that was another exhibit that I went to in the last week. I think it was somewhere in fucking Times Square.
Yeah.
Like, Times Square, man. Why do people go there? Jesus Christ.
It's a place to get from one place to another. Okay. No, Alexa. No.
What? What is Alexa doing?
So Times Square, I'm assuming, Alexa, is just like a crowded shit show of humanity.
No. Gulliver's Gate is an exhibit that is in, you know, somewhere in Times Square, but it is a huge, massive room that is a miniature, and they advertised that they had a miniature of New York City that you could walk through. And as you know, I've been creating miniatures and stuff for a thing that someday people will see, I'm not gonna say. I can't say. Maybe next time. I'm on vacation. I'll just say that vacation, right?
Yes.
Legitimate thing? Anyways, and I thought it was awesome and amazing, and it fucking took my breath away. And as somebody who tries to do it. Stop motion animation and create miniatures. Oh my God, my mind was fucking blown. And I spent hours in there trying to get visuals of every little street scene and everything and all the little hidden secrets that you can find. But one of the big secrets that I didn't find that apparently is there, they have a big airport. I think it's JFK. That they reconstructed in this large room. And there's a Los Polos Hermanos truck somewhere
there. Nice.
And I didn't fucking find it.
That's funny.
I just
that's
had to
unfortunate.
Get,
that's
fantastic. Yeah, I had to get the fuck out.
So
yeah.
this is a large room with lots of miniature locations built into it, like little tiny ones, right? Like people, like your shoe is bigger than a building kind of thing.
Yeah.
I see the Taj Mahal. There's the 9/11 memorial site.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at some of the shit.
Yeah.
Washington's
Park.
Well, there's a Penn Station, and they go like through the levels of the trains.
The Christ on the Hill in Brazil.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Cool. I took really 15 awesome. Billion fucking photos, and I brought my selfie stick, and I dragged it out and put it over because you can't touch things. And then some girl came up to me. She's like, "You can use the selfie stick, but you have to close it." You know, and I was like, "Dude, I might work for with you soon. Don't hate me."
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. So there. That was the. That's been the, by far the most exciting, wonderful thing, aside from Central Park, that I never experienced. And like, I went to the fucking. There's like right over here. There's a bunch of waterfalls and shit.
Central Park's cool. There's so much going on in there that, and you're just never gonna see it all in one day, or like in weeks,
or maybe even a year.
Yeah, there's just so much land and nature in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had not known about this Gulliver's thing. That sounds cool. I feel like you described it to me.
I went alone,
and I was like,
even though I had two tickets.
Yeah.
I would have brought you, but you said,
No, I was probably working or something. I'm always working. Hey guys,
Central Park is something that's always fascinating me because it's just, you know, New York is this giant metropolis of concrete and metal and everything, and then right in the middle there's this like forest, this magical forest. Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's big enough for Garth Brooks to do a concert with 500,000 people in attendance.
Like
that's like I don't know how you have a park that big in a city that big.
Wait, wasn't that the big lawn area?
Probably.
Where did
Paul Simon? Oh, was that in Queens? Paul Simon did his last.
Yeah, that was in Queens. Though. That was in a stadium.
All right.
Space.
Fair enough. Whatever. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I don't fucking really want to. I don't care.
New York's great, guys. You should come sometime.
If you would like us to come to New York, you can cruise on over to patreon.com/ritualmisery and help us out. We can do an on location at Jackie's house with Curtis, and we can cruise on over there and enjoy their air conditioning and crooked glasses. If you give a fuck, you can give a buck and make that happen. Make the dream alive at patreon.com/ritualmisery. We've been chided the last couple weeks because we keep forgetting to pimp our ritual misery or our Patreon. Patreon.com/ritualmisery. Go make it happen. And if we get enough saved up, we will go to New York and do a show live.
That would be awesome. Make that shit happen for us. Patreon.com/ritualmisery.
I would love that.
Yep. Hey, Ken,
I've been pestering the shit out of him about how we can do some Diamond Club meetup here, and he's like, nobody cares.
I never see, besides Leonimos, I never see any Diamond Clubbers here. It's hilarious. New Yorkers are also
lazy. Is it about time for me to hit a button?
And they're angry.
It is time, Amos. We've got a game tonight.
Shit on the street and nobody
can I please have your attention?
In the last 30 minutes, Kent's done something. Now you've got a guess.
He was very excited.
Kent's game.
Play with him.
Play with him. Play with him.
We're about to play.
All right, guys, I've got a game for you tonight, and it is called The Muppets Take It in the Manhattan.
Oh, Lord.
So what this is, I'm going to pit Amos against the team of Jackie and Curtis. I've got a list of 10 quotes here, and I'm going to read the quote, and I'm going to ask you, is this a quote from former New York City Mayor Ed Koch, or is it a quote from Kermit the Frog?
Kermit or Koch, huh?
I think I might get that.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah,
Koch or Kermit.
Koch or Kermit.
Koch or Kermit.
I'm sorry.
All right, Jackie and Curtis, I'm going to start with you guys. We're going to let the guests go first this week. So your first quote is, "If life were easy, it wouldn't be difficult." Is that Koch or Kermit?
Kermit.
Kermit.
You are going with Kermit. That is correct. Yeah, that was definitely Kermit the Frog. Amos, your quote, enjoy what you're doing or don't do it. Is that Koch or Kermit?
Koch.
Enjoy what you're doing or don't do it. You Koch. Say Koch.
Mm-hmm. Kermit would never tell correct. Me not to do something.
Right. Yeah, this was difficult for me to put together quotes that wouldn't automatically be like, oh, that's definitely Kermit. Like if I put, it's not easy being green. Like, of course, that's Koch, right?
Right. Yeah, duh.
Clearly.
So, all right. Jackie and Curtis, we go over to you for your second quote. Pass the ketchup. Ignore the scoffers. Pass the ketchup. Ignore the scoffers.
That's going to be Koch.
Yeah, that's Koch.
That's got to be Koch. Mm-hmm.
You are going with Koch. That was actually a quote from Kermit the Frog.
No way did Kermit mention ketchup. Fucking fool.
Yes. Yep, I've got the source document where I pulled all of these quotes where I can bring it up in the post analysis of the game.
Fuck you.
All right, Amos. Your next one is Life's Like a Movie. Write Your Own Ending.
Oh, that's Kermit.
Koch or Kermit?
Kermit.
You say Kermit.
Kermit, I'm sorry.
That is correct.
Sorry, we're
Kermit the Frog.
Sorry.
All right, the score is now 2-1 in Amos's favor. Jackie and Curtis, this is your opportunity to tie with your next quote.
Hey, y'all can tie it up 2-2.
Yeah. I do not believe it's good for one's self-respect to be a punching bag. Is that Koch or Kermit?
You have to repeat because your audio is really...
I do not believe it's good for one's self-respect to be a punching bag.
That doesn't sound like the way Kermit speaks.
No.
I'm feeling Koch on this one. Yeah. We're going to go Koch.
You say Koch. That is correct. The score is now tied. 2-2. All right, Amos, your next quote is, tone can be as important as text. Tone can be as important as text. Is that Koch or Kermit?
Koch.
You are going with Koch. That is correct.
Oh, yeah. I did give him all the easy ones. Yeah.
All right. Jackie, your and Curtis's next quote is, and beware of advice from experts, pigs, and members of parliament. Koch or Kermit?
Tricky, because they mentioned pigs, and that could be...
But, I mean, that's a cop thing, and
I know.
Koch wouldn't
refer
have,
to...
No,
yeah,
because...
I feel like that's got to be Kermit.
You are going with Kermit.
Fuck.
That is correct.
Yeah!
It wasn't... The score is now tied 3-3. Amos... Your next quote is, occasionally I do windows. Occasionally I do windows.
What the fuck?
I prefer Linux. Occasionally I do windows.
I'm going to go with Kermit the Frog.
You are going with Kermit the Frog. That actually was Ed Koch. He was talking about putting the polish on his speeches, and when he was talking about how he polishes up what he has said in a speech, he added on the quip, I also occasionally do windows. All right. Score is still tied 3-3. Jackie and Curtis, your final quote of the game is, everybody comes from somewhere. Everybody comes from somewhere. Is that
Mayor Ed Koch
or Kermit the Frog?
It sounds like Kermit, but it could be Koch.
I mean, it could be Koch.
I mean, it's New York. We're land of plenty and
Everybody comes from somewhere. Yeah. Some immigrants reference. And,
well, I'm a fucking immigrant.
What do you
think? I'm not. I'd be so lucky to be one. God damn it. I don't know.
Oh, this is for the game.
What do you want to say? I'll go with whatever you say.
I'm going to go Koch.
Okay. All right. Koch it is.
Everybody comes from somewhere. Koch. Was it Mayor Ed Koch?
Yes. It was. That one's a trap. That one's a trap.
It was.
Amos, your final quote of the game to tie. Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Kermit.
Oh.
You are going to say Kermit. That was, in fact, Kermit the Frog.
Why
we had a tie game
so many
4-4.
Songs about rainbows and what's on the other side.
Yep.
Exactly.
Kind of spread out here.
No, I mean, it's the Rainbow Connection.
I don't know.
You know, when I found out that you're going to come on the show, I decided to make a game about that has something to do with puppets and something to do with
you. You don't have to. It's fine. I'm just saying that was easy.
The only thing that could come to my mind that had both of those themes together was the movie The Muppets Take Manhattan. And I struggled for the last couple of days trying to come up with exactly what this quiz was going to be. And this is what I came up with on my drive home from work tonight.
No, this was very good.
It was good. It was fun.
I enjoyed that. That was very good.
Yeah.
Well played.
Excellent.
Congratulations, Amos.
That was a lot of fun. If you guys have an idea for a game, be it a quiz or some other style of game, hit us up. Seriously, podcast at ritualmisery.com. Shoot us an email over there. We are quite likely to use any ideas that you send our way. Curtis, what have you been up to, man? The last time that we spoke at length was at South by Southwest way back in March. And we occasionally talk on Discord, but what have you been up to that would be of interest to the community?
Most recently, Dragon Con, I guess, which was a blast.
Okay.
That's probably the most.
Did you get a chance to hang out with Juryfax during Dragon Con?
Yeah, for like 2 seconds.
That's all he was there for, though.
All the time he was in town for.
Yeah. He was there.
It was crazy. So, like, he found out very late that it was the last like night attack at Dragon Con, and he was like, "All right, I'm gonna fly in for the show." And I'm like, "Seriously?" And he did it, and then he disappeared right after the show, and I was very sad, but it was great to see him.
Because he had to drive home.
Yeah, he spent like 8 times the amount of time on the road as he did actually at the place.
I was impressed. I was very impressed that he pulled it off.
Yeah, Kent would never do something like that. 12-hour drive for a 1-hour show, he would never do it.
That's some shit I would have done when I was 20, not when I'm 40.
The only time I ever went to Dragon Con, I only intended to go for a live recording of a Night Attack album back when they were NSFW. And they had the NSFW show on Saturday, and I left and I didn't. So I've never attended any NSFW Night Attack show ever.
Yeah, because you didn't make it to the, what was it, the LA show, right?
No. And then also I went to South By in 2014, and it was a Night Attack party with Veronica, Tom, and you know, I don't know, who are the other two bozos? Justin and Brian.
Maybe.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, they were there apparently.
I guess.
Yeah, and Possum Posse, and Tay Allen.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a show. You know, I mean, it was a Night Attack show.
Like a live show, yeah.
Yeah.
The live shows are always fun.
I mean, they're only fun if you're there.
They are definitely more fun if you're there.
But when you're watching them on the internet, it kind of sucks.
Because you're not there.
Because you're not fucking there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to watch this. God damn it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I said it. It's out there.
I'm usually listening anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. I miss half the show because there's no visuals.
Because on my drive home today, I was actually listening to the Night Attack live show from L.A. that they did earlier this year. And yeah, this is one of the live shows that I'm really enjoying listening to the audio for it. Because they're telling their stories about their like first experiences with the internet, and Anthony Carboni's there, and Tom's there, and Andrew Main, it's incredibly entertaining.
Yeah, I'm really bad at listening to podcasts after the fact I miss.
If it's not live,
but that sounds like a good one to catch up on.
But it's a lot. But okay, yeah. I mean, not if it's live, but like for me, if I watch your podcast when it's live and you're broadcasting live, then I love you. No. But if I watch your fucking podcast later in the week, like after it's over, and I just download it, then I really fucking love you. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. No,
because it's just so hard.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, thank you, Jackie, for downloading all of our shows. That's amazing.
I do, actually, because you're my fucking iTunes thing. It always comes up on my phone.
So she downloads it, but only because she hasn't figured out how to stop the downloads. Got it. No, that's fully understandable.
It somehow got into her automatic numbers.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah.
She's like, I came for the guest spot. I stay because I'm too lazy to take it off my phone.
I love you guys. You know it.
So, Jackie, of all the things that you've seen in New York since you've been there, what is the least impressive and the most impressive?
Well, the most impressive is sitting right here.
Not true.
The least impressive is that I just can't understand why, no matter what the temperature is, like, you know, I was here when it was really high. It's really, like, actually very comfortable in the Upper West Side for some reason, because they blast air conditioning out of massive buildings. But you walk over here on the other side of the park or anything a little bit north, and nobody's fucking picking up the trash and doing shit. And they fucking tow cars like, you know, it's like a circus or something going on. And, you know, I don't like the inconsistency in Manhattan and the way they treat certain areas of Manhattan or even other boroughs, you know, in the whole picture of the large metropolitan area. So that to me is what I like the least.
Now, have you gotten used to the different boroughs' names? So when people say I'm from Chelsea or I'm from, you know, over here and over there,
those are not boroughs; those are neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're neighborhoods, and I'm getting to know a lot more of them. Yeah,
that's the second time I've said that this week, by the way, because I was watching somebody stream Spider-Man.
You should have less confusing that game shit
takes place
in New York.
Entirely in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I'm going to go to this borough. And I'm like, not boroughs. You haven't left the single borough.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm that guy.
Well, I mean, it's... But,
well,
I mean,
actually...
I feel like when people understand it a little bit more, then maybe they'll come fucking pick up the garbage. window here.
Yes.
I got to say, listening to Hamilton, it mentions a couple of spots in New York, and the only reason I knew what they were even possibly thinking about was from playing The Division. they're like, oh, yeah, this spot over here. And I was like, oh, I killed some terrorists there digitally one time.
Yeah. So, Curtis, have you played the Spider-Man PS4 game?
I have not played it myself. I don't have a PS4, but I have watched a lot of gameplay on Twitch. It's pretty gorgeous, and They get a lot of areas of New York pretty right. They shrink down a lot of things just, I guess, to make the game a reasonable size. But it's pretty good. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what I was most curious about, because it looks realistic as hell to me. And from what I know of the layout of the city from looking at maps and things, like, wow, that looks pretty right. But I'm curious what a native New Yorker would say.
That's actually always what I'm thinking when I'm playing The Division, is like, how accurate are these street names and the in like, you know, the neighborhoods in relation to each other? And it's one of those things, like, it's a huge undertaking to digitize any city, but then to do it in Manhattan is insane, you know, for any scale
and
of game.
So, like, taking that into consideration, like, you can tell they, like, scaled back certain things, they shrunk down a few things, and they don't get too granular with, like, street names and stuff. But even with all that, it's still, like, pretty darn good. It's just so nice to watch them swing through the city. And you're like, I know that neighborhood. I know that place.
Aww.
It's my home. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, I was wondering, because if you had played the game yourself, I was wondering if you purposely tried to find your house.
I would if I get my hands on it, I'm definitely going to do that. Though they heavily shrink down Upper Manhattan and everything above Central Park. So Harlem, Washington Heights, and what is all just like smushed.
I'm sure the Division is the same way. Like, you can't run from Madison Square Garden to the bay in like 3 minutes like you can in the game. So you know, but it's still like, never having been there, like, if they did one for LA, I would be a little bit more comfortable with identifying spots, because I've been there quite a few times, you know, grew up just outside LA and things. And they're never going to do a game, you know what, Kent, if we ever design a game, we're doing Oxford to scale.
Oh, let's do it, dude.
Yeah,
that's like on that Palm OS game, Kyle's Quest. Do you remember that? Yeah, and we had that RPG that we made on there that was basically like Oxford, but not quite to scale.
Because there were,
I think it was pretty accurate. There weren't enough scale.
There weren't enough slots, because Oxford is 1.5 miles wide by 1 mile tall. That's the entire area of our hometown. So, like, if we drew it to scale, it'd still take as long to get from Madison Square Garden to, say, you know, the bay. That'd be all the game there was.
Oh
man.
Hey, I've got a couple of things to plug real quick before we move to the next thing. Before I forget, I want to let everyone know that this Saturday, which for the people listening to this after we're live, is the 29th of September. Is the next Diamond Club movie party, where we're going to watch Laser Blast and Black Roses. And I'm sure you've never heard of these movies, but look them up. It's going to be a blast. For all the information about how to log on to watch the Diamond Club movie party and be a part of it, just go over to movieparty.net and you can get all of your information there. So check it out. The other thing that I want to talk about is, this is episode 188 of the Ritual Misery podcast, which means
we are getting
very close.
Sorry.
We are getting very close to the final countdown to episode 200 of the show.
200.
What we would love for everyone to do is think about what you have enjoyed about the show from the past, whether it's favorite guests, favorite moments, moments of like, oh my God, look at these idiots still in beta. Whatever it is that you think about when you think of our show, if you could write to us, podcast@ritualmisery.com, and just let us know, or just say, like, you know, every Jackie Hearn episode is awesome. That would be very
every Jackie Hearn and Curtis LaRock episode should be number one.
All one of them.
All of the things. Like, let us know what your favorites are. podcast@ritualmisery.com. We're going to try to put together some sort of a retrospective, kind of like a best of type show. to celebrate the 200th episode. So help us out with that. That would be absolutely awesome.
So much.
Curtis, where can people find you on the internet if they think this guy is super rad and I want to know everything that he's got going on?
Oh, that's creepy.
Welcome to the internet. It's creepy.
Fair. Best place to find me is probably Twitter. I am at Curtis LaRock.
I found you at Broadway the other day.
Wait, what? See, exactly. Either Twitter. I'm occasionally on Instagram, but I don't post there a lot. I have a Facebook, but don't look for me on Facebook. Twitter is the best place.
Yeah, right on. That's at Curtis LaRock. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Jackie, what sort of things do you have to plug? What do you got coming up? And where can people find all about those things on the internet?
Jesus Christ of Latter-day... I'm sorry. said it again. No, I... you can find me at JackieHearn81 on Twitter. I might have something very soon... I say that every time on anybody's podcast, and it never right. happens.
Things are always in the works, and yeah, they will arrive right. when they arrive.
They will arrive when they arrive.
Has all sorts of coals in the fire, so yeah, absolutely.
And at JackieHearn81 is where I say things, and people don't give a shit, and I feel awkward and embarrassed about.
Same. Well, but I'm mine.
All right. Wow. If anyone's interested in seeing the shit show that is my Twitter, head over to RM_Del Noche. That's RM_Del Noche. I'm pretty much Del Noche or Del Noche 77 anywhere on the internet, so just check me out. Amos, what about you, dude?
At Ethan Kane. I got a lot of coals in the fire right now, too. I got a lot of projects in the works and a lot of new stuff coming out. So big doings in the world of Ethan Kane. So you can find me on Twitter at Ethan Kane, E-T-H-A-N-C-A-I-N-E. And, of course, you can find the show on Twitter at Ritual Misery. One of either me or Kent will reply, probably with our personal accounts, because we continually post our personal stuff to the Ritual Misery account because the Twitter client is stupid. And you can submit ideas to our subreddit at ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can find all these links and more ways to support the show and give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com. We are live every Thursday, well, almost every Thursday, at around 7 p.m. Pacific, diamondclub.tv and twitch.com/ritualmisery. Hey, I want to give a really good thank you to Mr. Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use his music, which should be, there it is. And thank you for listening and or watching. For Kent, for Jackie, for Curtis, for me, and for you, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
RITUALMISERY